You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Right now, though, this is from the Big Fresh Collective's Footmahi 2023 comp. The track is So True.
So true. So true. So true.
Deep State with So True. Kia ora, Deep State, aka Jess. How are you this morning?
Kia ora, Rachel. I'm good. How are you?
Good. So nice to have you in here. The track we were just listening to comes from the Big Fresh Collective's Footmahi comp for 2023. We were just chatting about the gig you played for them down in Ōtautahi about 3 weeks ago. How was that?
It was really fun. Yeah, I got to play with some people I haven't played with before in Fordham and Barnes. They were amazing. It was fun.
So jealous of that. I followed them on Instagram and they look like they really know how to throw a good party.
Big time.
Yeah. And also, you know, say what needs to be said as well about scenes and vibes and stuff. Good mahi going on down there. Good mahi going on up here as well. You've got a brand new single out today, Won't Let You Down, with a very glamorous video. Tell us a wee bit about what you've been cooking up in the Deep State world.
Yeah, for sure. I'm really excited to have it out. I guess I had been working on this whole album probably like a year and a half ago, so it kind of feels like, I don't know, it's nice to finally have some stuff out.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
there's an amazing video that Frances Carter directed and shot. She did an amazing job. We got two awesome people, Toilet and Gabe, to star in it. A big shout out to them. And yeah, I'm just really happy to have it out.
So, Francis, of course, when you're wearing a different hat, you both work together in the band Wellness. Totally different vibe, totally different world. But you obviously have a creative shared language. You know how to work with each other. So what was it like seeing Francis work in her element as a director, as a sort of creative in that video space?
Oh, it's amazing. Like, I guess I had kind of, because I've been friends with Francis for quite a while, I've sort of seen her work on other projects before. She's super onto it, like really good creatively, just super organized. So she made it really, really easy for me, basically. Yep.
And how do you find the process of making videos? Because I know it's not something that people are always necessarily super comfortable with or love doing. Was it something that you found really fun? What was it like?
Yeah, I mean, this is the first time I've ever really made had a proper video made. Definitely a lot of organization goes into it when you're kind of working with real life people and real life locations and all that. But I had the advantage of already knowing Francis and sort of it was very comfortable between us.
Yeah. Makes it so much easier when you're already starting from that shared space. It's a really beautiful video and it's got quite a timelessness to it, which I really enjoy. It, you know, obviously the way it's shot, the clothes and stuff is very 2023, but the black and white treatment to it gives it a nice kind of early 2000s energy to it as well. There's something where you kind of feel like it could be a Sonic video or something maybe.
Love that.
Yeah. what have you been thinking about when you've been working on your new tunes? Like, what's the sort of conceptual overarching ideas you've been bouncing around?
Yeah, I guess I kind of see this new album as a mashup of everything I've put out already. So you know, the first album, there was quite a lot of ambient influences in there and some kind of like old school house influences. I guess like that feeds a lot into this new single. But then my later releases were very kind of like darker garage based, or I've done a lot of breakbeat stuff since then.
Yeah.
So I guess this album kind of mixes all of those influences together.
Yeah, that's exciting. I also feel like when you started making Deep State music, it was in the middle of lockdown and it was like a project for you to, you know, try a new kind of creative process in that weird time that we were all experiencing. Obviously, since then, you've had loads of opportunities to perform that music, to DJ to a crowd. Has that influenced the type of stuff you're making as well? Do you feel that kind of feed into what you want to go and create?
Yeah, definitely. I think probably getting into DJing has influenced that quite a bit. Like, I've realized that most of my tracks aren't very DJable, which is fine. So often when I am playing like a DJ set, I won't actually play my own tunes just because I find them quite hard to mix. But I guess now when I'm making songs, that is a consideration I have. Like, do I want to play this in a set? Let's make that available. Yeah.
That's so interesting. And who are you bouncing your ideas around with? Are you very private about your creation process, or do you sort of sound it out with people around you?
I generally tend to work very privately. I have like a few people that I might send a track to and be like, hey, I've made this, and like not necessarily ask for feedback. It is quite like an insular process for me making tunes.
What does it feel like having your stuff out in the world? I guess that's quite a broad question, but I'm always interested when, you know, is something that's been a personal process and a private process to then suddenly release it with a video, you know, with a bit of fanfare. How do you feel about that part of it?
Yeah, it's interesting. I guess it's kind of a little bit daunting in a way, because you obviously listen to the song over and over again while you're mixing it and you're making it and blah, blah, blah. You have your own full kind of idea about what it is and how it might be received, and then you put it out there and it's all like out of your hands.
Totally.
So that part of it is a bit scary, but mostly exciting.
Yeah, a good feeling. Obviously, you've been part of the Sun Return whānau for a long time now. There's a lot of really cool music coming out of Sun Return at the moment. What's exciting you creatively and musically around the scene? What have you been really enjoying listening to or playing recently?
I guess I like a lot of the a lot of stuff coming out of Christchurch. I feel like Christchurch is like my second musical home.
Yeah.
I've done like, you know, I put an EP out with Echo Train, I do stuff with BFC, and there's just some really amazing producers down there that kind of align with what I'm making, and yeah, heaps of amazing artists down there.
And there seems to be a really awesome kind of supportive, enthusiastic energy to the releases that come out of there at the moment, in the same way that I guess Sun Return not having a genre specific kind of thing that ties everything together. But there's that same sort of everyone's enthused about everybody's projects. Every time the Big Fresh Collective drops something, it seems like everybody I know from Christchurch is so posting about it, super excited about it. What's it like to play those gigs down there? What's that experience been like?
It's really cool. Like, I guess because I live in Auckland, I don't get to meet a lot of these people until I go down there and play a show. So that part of it is really exciting, just getting to meet some of the people that I'm on a compilation with or that I've talked to online. That's really great. And yeah, you're right, like, they are very supportive. They're excited to meet you and see your set and vice versa. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I think we should have a listen to the new single, Won't Let You Down. I really recommend people go check out the video today. It's really gorgeous. Even though it's kind of so set in familiar locations, it does feel like a bit of escapism. So I would say go watch that this afternoon. Jess, thank you so much for speaking with us today. Bandcamp and all the usual places to get these tracks, is that right?
Yeah, exactly.
Exciting.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.